to Windy Slim, who knew every sidetrack west of the Mississippi. Chapter 1. Macon Fallon was a stranger to the town of Seven Pines, and fortunately for him, he was a stranger with a fast horse. In the course of an eventful life, Macon Fallon had become a connoisseur of Western hospitality and knew when a limit had been reached. Hence, when an escorting party, complete with rope, arranged to conduct him to the vicinity of a large cottonwood where the evening's festivities would be concluded, he wasted no time on formalities, but promptly departed the premises. The moment chosen was, of course, appropriate to the situation. The self-appointed posse were as confident as a few drinks could make them, but were totally unaware of the quality of the man they escorted. One of the riders had lagged a little, and at that moment they came abreast of an opening in the brush that walled the trail. Fallon rode an excellent cutting horse that could turn on a dime. The black horse went through the opening with a bound, and sensing the urgency of its rider, took off on a dead run. No horse Fallon had ever seen could catch that black of his in under half a mile, and by the time that distance lay behind, Fallon was prepared to resort to evasive tactics. The black had staying quality, as well as an initial burst of speed, and the posse, less superbly mounted, fell rapidly behind. Unfortunately, by the time the opportunity for escape was offered, only one direction remained to Fallon, and westward lay a waterless waste, or one that was relatively so. The nearest waterhole was 30 miles off, but on Fallon's one previous visit, the water there had been plentiful and good. With a safe lead and some tracks purposely left to indicate that he had circled the town, he settled down for a long ride. At 30 miles, with his throat parched for a drink, the waterhole proved to be a bed of dried, cracked mud. At 42 miles, with his horse stumbling, the creek was a dusty trough, and Macon Fallon was a man in trouble. Somewhere behind was a posse of irate citizens who had by this time found his trail. They would be coming along with filled canteens and could afford to ignore the waterholes. To the best of his knowledge, which admittedly was not thorough, the next 70 miles offered no water. Dust sifted over him, and sweat etched a fine pattern of lines upon his lean, ruggedly handsome, if somewhat saturnine features. He dismounted, talked to the horse to reassure it, then walked on, leading the horse. He was a man naturally considerate of horses, but he also knew that in this country, if his horse should die, his own death was only a matter of time. The trouble in Seven Pines had been none of his own making. It has been written that while man proposes, God disposes. But when Macon Fallon joined that poker game, he had no idea he was sitting in on an invitation to death. He had money, a good horse, and time for a leisurely ride south. The poker game was merely a means to endure a dull evening in a strange town. Whether he won or lost was unimportant. His mood was pleasant, his prospects excellent, and the future looked good indeed. Yet when he drew back that chair at the poker table, he sat down to trouble. The game began innocently enough. He won a small pot, lost two. As the evening progressed, he drew no very interesting cards. By midnight, he was winner to the tune of $6 silver and was ready to turn in. At that moment, destiny took a hand. Now, Fallon was a man who could do things with cards. He could, while shuffling, run up a top stock or a bottom stock. He could shift the cut, deal from the top or the bottom, or second deal. And he knew all about slick aces, marked or trimmed cards, shiners,